Mina ngibona kule excitement which has developed since ukubuya kuka-Emmerson Mnangagwa as president. I-political environment ngibona ngani silula mbijana. Ngapha kithi abaningi sebethatha izimali zabo befake ekhaya. Abanye bathenga inkomo, abanye bathenga ama-tractor, bethumela emakhaya. Kanti esingaye eSouthampton ngalo which is iport othwenye izinto eziyafa athola amaZimbabwe ngabuthene khona ngale abanye bachiya amagonyeti all sorts of machinery which shows ukuthi abantu they are now looking homeward. Izimali lezi sezithunyelwa some abanye bathumela neighboring South Africa ukuthi bayethenga izinto eSouth Africa ukuthi banika omalayitshela laphana ukuthi bahambise emakhaya. So you can see ukuthi it's a positive. Unlike ukudala ukuthi umuntu bayethumela imali ukuthi abantu bayekudla kuphela. Kathesi abantu sebethumela imali ukuthi kuthenga izinto, kuthenga imishina, kuthenga, you know, it's different things. Because kathesi abantu sebekhangela the possibility ukuthi kuye ekhaya. Is now more than ever. That is the sentiment I get from the UK.
Kodwa abakhona abanye abathi belokhu bengelathemba lokubana isikhathi sesilungele ukuthi babuyele bayo investa ekhaya. Ukubona njani?
Hayi, ukuthi umuntu things will never be perfect. Into ezinye zizalunga wena sukhona. If you wait for perfection, then uzamelela forever. But ungakhangela ungasunanzelela kuhle, you can see things zakhona ziyaimprova. And ungaphuza ukuyoinvesta ekhaya uzathi wena susuthi right sezi-right mane angihambe. You get the ama-opportunities ephelile. Abaqalisa ukuya khona they've taken onke ama-opportunity. So izinto ezekhaya soze zibe perfect 100%, but zizalunga wena ukhona. The fact ukuthi ziya ku-right direction should be enough of a signal ukuthi wena suthi iphangise ukuthenga izinto. Kathesi ungathenga ama-property ekhaya. Our prices are still down because of our recession and all this bad economics. You can buy a building for less than 20,000-30,000 cash a drop in. If you wait another 2-3 years, those buildings are going to double 3-4 times. I have a friend who had a building in Central Lapan. He paid $25,000 for an entire building. Now, just imagine. In about 4 or 5 years' time, how much that building will be worth? So, and that principle applies across the board. Uthi nxa ufuna ukuthenga izinto ezijipheleyo, hamba uthenga kathesi. Nxa ufuna ukwenza iset up business zabo, hamba enza kathesi. Nxa ufuna ukuthenga inkomo zakho, hamba uzithenga kathesi zingasaqhazi ukudula. Kathesi inkomo uyakwanisa ukuthenga 400-500 ithwakazi. Mina nginje so every other month, ngithenga amathwakazi ami 3-4, 3-4, 3-4, but I've noticed over the months ama-price abekhwela. Bitarambisha. Ngaqala ukuthenga amathwakazi enza $300. Kathesi for the good thwakazi you pay about $600. So if ungathi mina ngizama nti izinto zibe right, uzadla amahuhu, uzachala amahuhu.
Ye manje ke labo abathi ngingaya njani ekhaya ukuyasungula ibhizimusi kungela mali emabhanga kuintengo yakhona la ingaqondakali kwesinye isikhathi kuyathiwa isiqansa lokunye okunjalo ungathini ke?
Ungaya ekhaya kathesi. Yes, awusozithola i-cash imali isahlupha kathesi but ungasunanzelela uyasibona ukuthi zangikhona ziyalunga zodwa but nanzelela futhi abantu abakhona khona hale ama-transactions zayenza kule system esekhona ekhaya uthina esingapha to take a bit of getting used to but ama-transactions bayenza bala ba-eco-cash system imali which is not visible which they call it digital money umuntu uyabele efoni yakhe so uyabuza ukuthi le nto leyo ufuna malini